Hello, everyone. I'm Jordan Roberts. Thanks so much for joining us for another week of the Entirely Unconventional podcast. This is week two of a three-week prayer journey where we're intentionally turning to God in the midst of a season that is concerning for many. But like we said last week, God's not concerned. He knows the beginning from the end, and he has plans to make your life better regardless of the circumstances or situations you may be facing. My grandfather Oral Roberts used to say it like this: God is not nervous. And because God isn't nervous, neither should we be. But if you're anything like me, that's a lot easier said than done. One thing we know for sure is that God cares about us. He cares so much that he sent his son for us. But his plan wasn't just to secure our eternity in heaven. He wanted to provide a way for us to experience a fulfilling life here on earth. And because of that, we turn to him. We turn to him when times are good, and we turn to him when times are tough. Psalm 121 says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth." And because our help comes from God, he is who we look to. Last week, we prayed together and positioned our hearts. We reminded ourselves of things that God has done for us and anchored ourselves in the truth that God will always take care of us regardless of what is to come. Today, we pray regarding things that are meaningful to us, things that we care about. No matter what you may feel, God is not far from you. In fact, he cares about the things you feel and wants to hear about them. God cares about your well-being and the well-being of those you love. We all want to know that we'll be okay. We want to know that we'll be safe and that God will watch over us. So let's start there. Let's pray for safety and security.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today praying for the safety and security of our nation. We ask for your divine protection over our land, over its borders and its people. Shield us from harm and grant wisdom to our leaders as they make decisions to safeguard our communities. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we entrust our safety and security into your loving hands. Protect our nation from all forms of danger, whether seen or unseen. Grant wisdom to our law enforcement, our military and emergency personnel as they serve and protect. May your peace envelop our land, bringing comfort and assurance to every citizen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And now here are the companion scriptures for today. Psalm 18, verse 2, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Then Psalm 91, verse 4, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Proverbs 18, verse 10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Then Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
While we know that the earth is not our final destination, it is currently our home. Life can be full of surprises, and sometimes we encounter situations we never thought we would. We need God's help. One major concern for many, and I know for myself, is our health, and we want to be able to have the confidence that, come what may, that we're going to be okay. On that note, let's pray together in regards to our health.
You know, it's funny, being in an election year, we do hear a lot about the term healthcare, but let's be honest, if we know the Bible, think about that. Who was the originator of healthcare? "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." That's 3 John 2. Years and years ago, in the thousands, 2,000 years ago, God was concerned about our health, so he sent Jesus because he cared about it. There's your original health care. You know, I am not against the way the world looks at health care. We all need to be aware of it, but I also believe we need to turn to the Bible. The Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his ways of doing and being, his righteousness, his right ways of operating in the kingdom. And when you do, all the things that you have need of shall be added unto you. Now, sometimes we look to the ways of the world for certain things. Sometimes we look directly at God for certain things. But God said, beloved, what a wonderful word. Beloved, I wish above all things for you to prosper. That means have a successful journey on the road of life and be in health, a constant, continual state of well-being, even as your soul, your mind, will, and emotions prosper. So right now, I pray for you. I pray for you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray for your soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. I pray for your spirit man, your relationship with God. I pray for your physical body. I pray for you to prosper and be in health in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. James 5, 14 and 15 says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they've sinned, he'll be forgiven. You know, I love that scripture because we can go to the world, which is fine. We can go to doctors, which I do. We can go wherever we want to go. But in addition, don't forget to go to the Word of God and expect a miracle. Psalm 103, 1 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction, crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Wow, I encourage you today, begin to bless the Lord with all that is within you and see what happens.
In a world that's ever changing, it requires our systems to change. We need innovation, we need creativity and fresh ideas in order to equip and empower our future leaders. Education is about so much more than school campuses and curriculums. While those things are important, we need God's help to prepare for the future that we know not of. So let's pray in regards to education.
Education, when I was young, is completely different in so many ways than education now that I'm older. But you know what? God has a plan for us. God has a plan for our children. God has a plan for each and everything that we become involved in. You know, you may be considering, you know, what am I going to do with my kids? Do I send them to public school, private school, homeschool, this or that? So many people have so many options now that I think it's extremely important to ask the Father God and listen to what the voice of the Lord says. We don't have to be in confusion. God's not a God of confusion. But what we can do is pray. We can pray for our educational system. We can pray for our children. We can pray for leaders. We can pray for teachers. We can pray for those who are in authority. And I believe we have a Bible right to pray. And I believe when we pray that God answers our prayers. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for wisdom and I pray for discernment and I pray for divine intervention when it comes to education and how we educate our kids. Most of all, Lord, I even pray for how you educate us just as human beings, whether it's children, whether it's teenagers, whether it's young adults, whether it's senior citizens. Lord, I'm asking you to give us your educational system. And I believe that educational system is scriptural. Divine wisdom, divine insight, divine knowledge in how we should go, how we should do, how we should respond in all that we do, Lord. I'm asking you to guide, guard, and direct our paths. And you know what? As the scripture says in Proverbs 23:12, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. I love this one, Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he shall go, and even when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And of course, wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. That's Proverbs 2:10 and 11. I believe as we educate ourselves in the Bible, God can give us instruction how to work through things that we are going through in every day, in every walk of life.
For most of us, many of our concerns are centered around our livelihood, not just money, but our quality of life. While it may be said that money can't buy happiness, and it's true it can't, we obviously need sound finances in order to take care of our families and those people we care about. A healthy economy positions people to live lives full of purpose and without fear of not being able to provide for the ones they're responsible for. God wants to prosper you. He wants to provide for you. The book of Matthew says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? You mean a lot to God, and He cares about your well-being." That being said, let's pray about the economy.
Heavenly Father, we bring our nation's economy before you in prayer, recognizing that you are the ultimate provider and sustainer. We ask for your wisdom and guidance to be upon our leaders, our policymakers, as they make decisions that impact financial well-being. Grant them discernment and creativity to find solutions that promote economic growth, stability, and prosperity. May our nation's economy be a source of blessing where individuals and families thrive and where resources are used wisely and equitably. Lord, we seek your provision and your guidance for our nation's economy. Bless our businesses, our industries, and workers with opportunities, innovations, and success. Help us to be good stewards of the resources you have entrusted to us, using them to bless others and fulfill your purposes. May our economy be a reflection of your abundance, your justice, and provision. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now here are the companion scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Then Proverbs 10, verse 22, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it." Luke 6, verse 38, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Then Proverbs 16:3, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established."
Navigating relational issues can be difficult, especially when those stresses arise within your own family. Family itself is an interesting thing to talk about, because it's not just referring to a blood relation. Many times, the family we find isn't the one we're born into, and that's okay. Regardless of how you came to yours, nothing can burden you like difficult situations within your family. This is extremely important to God, so let's talk to Him about it.
You know, it's interesting how the family dynamic changes, sometimes from day to day, sometimes year to year, sometimes just after a major holiday. Family dynamic can become completely different. It can be better, it can be worse, it can be this, it can be that. And the stress and the worry that comes along with it, I really don't think that stress and worry comes from God. I think that God can really bring peace, peace in our families. It may seem like, well, it'll have to be an act of God. And in other ways, it's like, no, our families are actually doing great. But as we give them to God, I think it's important for me especially to know that as I give my kids to God, He not only loves them as much as I do, I believe He loves them more than I do. And He is well able to take care of the things that concern me. In fact, the Bible says God wants to perfect the things that concern me. And as long as I'm breathing and as long as I'm a mom, my family will always concern me. Even when everything seems absolutely perfect or peachy or going great, I still always feel like in my heart, I will always be concerned about my kids and my family. So God said He wants to perfect the things that concern us. So right now I pray for you. I pray for you and your family and the loved ones, whether they're, like Jordan said earlier, whether they're a blood relative or not. If they're family to you, I know people that are like family to me that aren't blood relatives, but I pray for those that you are concerned over. I pray for God to minister to you and for God to minister to those that you are concerned over. I pray for God's highest and best in families today. I do pray for family unity. I pray for family love and family bonding. And I pray that if you are looking for family, God can bring you somebody that will feel like family, because to me, there's nothing like the family of God. God can bring us all together in an unusual, supernatural, divine way where we can be part of what I consider to be the greatest family of all, and that's the family of God. Joshua 24:15 says, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 5:25. And Colossians 3:20, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord."
There are times in life when we don't know what to do. There are times in life when there's nothing we can do. There are times in life when we need God to do what only God can do. There are times in life when we need a miracle. In Mark chapter 10, when faced with one of these times, Jesus said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." So let's expect miracles.
Heavenly Father, we come before you praying for miracles to manifest in our nation. We ask for your supernatural intervention and divine power to be unleashed, bringing forth signs, wonders, and breakthroughs. Strengthen our faith to believe that nothing is impossible for you. We stand on the promise of your word, knowing that you are the God of miracles who works wonders beyond our understanding. Lord, we pray for miracles to unfold in our nation. Release your supernatural power to bring healing, deliverance, provision, and restoration. Strengthen our faith to believe that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. We trust in your unlimited power to work wonders in our midst and bring about transformation in our nation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now the companion scriptures. Matthew 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Luke 1, 37. "For nothing will be impossible with God."
We live in the present, but are heading somewhere. We may not know how long we'll be here, but as long as we are, tomorrow is coming. Sometimes, thinking about the future can be overwhelming. I think it's because the future is filled with uncertainty, a never-ending list of what-ifs that can easily cause us to spiral into fear, panic, simply because we don't know what's going to happen. But there is good news. God does. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says that God knows the plans he has for us, and that those plans are to give us a hope and a future. One translation actually says, "plans to give you the future you hope for." If you find yourself worried about the future, don't be. God knows what's coming, and when you get there, he will be too.
You know, I'm thinking about the scripture that says, "Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it's the purpose of God that shall prevail." We will see things with human beings come and go. We'll see them change. You know, the times change, people change. Sometimes even daylight savings changes. We never know exactly what's perfect because we're not robots and we don't live in a robotic world that's completely run without any imperfections. But I do know this. I know God holds us in the hollow of his hand. And I believe God knows that come what may, as things change in the universe, as things change in the city, in the state, in government, as things change around us, isn't it refreshing that the Bible says, "I'm the Lord, I change not," and that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? You know, it's funny, I like math, and people think it's really hard and confusing, but truthfully, one of the reasons I like math is because 2 + 2 always equals 4. And I laugh about that because God is a lot like math to me. He doesn't change. He's the same. His promises are always His promises. And I believe that even in the uncertainties of the world, and to be honest with you, even in the uncertainties of government, we can look to a God that doesn't change. In fact, the Bible says He's a God who cannot fail. So where things or even policies might be failing around us or changing around us, I believe God is that blessed assurance that we have a solid, stable, rock-solid foundation in Christ, and we can lean on that. It's funny, I love to go to the scriptures and see what God says about that. And if you look in Daniel 2:21, He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. And then He said, first of all, I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in high positions. You know, it means people in authority, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. You know, that was written a long, long time ago, but it has such great merit. I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Lord, right now, we pray and we give You honor and we give You glory, we give You thanksgiving, that really the government, the Bible says, rests on the shoulders of Jesus. The government is on His shoulders, and Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So I thank You that God has sent His Son Jesus to show us peaceful government. And as we have a peace in our heart, we can carry what's inside our heart to the nations of the earth, to the cities, to the state, to the land that we live in. And we can live in peace regardless of what's going on around us. When we have the peace of God in our heart, we can live in peace within so that we can function properly on the outside. I pray this from the inside out. We're looking at government from the outside in, but I pray for God's government to be from the inside out and for you to live in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we continue to prepare for the future, ask God to speak to you, to show you the areas where you may need to trust Him more. Areas that, if surrendered to Him, perhaps would change the landscape of how you feel, how you think, maybe even surprisingly, how you act. God cares about you. He cares about your feelings. He cares about what you care about. So, talk to Him about it. If you'd like a copy of the ebook guide we will be using for the next few weeks, click the link in our show notes or visit makeyourdaycount.com. Pray these prayers out loud and meditate on the scripture references. Allow your mind to be washed in the power of God's word and see what happens. You can follow Lindsay on social media at Lindsay Roberts Official or visit makeyourdaycount.com for similar resources. And we'll see you next week.